Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. This is the maiden voyage of Word for Word. And I'm going to be doing a Bible study. And we're going to examine every word in the Old Testament here. We're going to start out in Genesis and work our way through. I will be reading in some Hebrew because the Hebrew backs up what I'm saying, so it cannot be refuted. Most people are not familiar with Hebrew. It is a very difficult language with the tenses and all of that. I have studied for a long time, and I will be explaining this to you because I don't expect you to understand 30 plus years of study in one little 1 hour session. I will be on Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and will be rebroadcast during the week, so it will be convenient for people to listen and learn. You will need to take notes if you really want to do some deep study. My main dictionary is the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius Hebrew Lexicon. Now, they have the Brown Driver Briggs out, which is a lesser quality instrument, but you have to be able to read the Hebrew to use the BDB Gesenius. The Old Testament is the foundation upon which the New Testament was written. Yeshua, Messiah, quoted the Torah and the prophets, which is all Old Testament, because they did not have a New Testament at that time. So, I need to lay the foundation in this session here today for the beginning of the laws of the order of things that Yahweh established. So I'm going to be explaining some of these rather difficult words to you. And at the end of chapter 1, you will see why we do not race mix today, the creation of the race of Adam. We're going to go into detail on that. So let's get started. Genesis is Bereshit in the Hebrew. It means in the beginning. And that is the first word in chapter 1 of Genesis. And I will read the Hebrew. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim v'et ha'eretz. In English, in the beginning, created, that is bara, to form or cut out. I'll read it from the Gesenius lexicon. It's much clearer. To shape or create, to form, fashion by cutting, shape out, pair a rod for writing, a stick for an arrow, but also create. Well, he created, cut out of the matter in the universe, the sky and the land. Now, Elohim is plural in construction, and it means the divine being. It is not God. God is from Gad, which is a pagan term. It is Elohim. Elohim is one version of 430 in your Hebrew. And it has a number of uses when capitalized or with lowercase e. It can mean other divine beings like angels or false gods when used with a lowercase e. It can also mean magistrate, judge, mighty one. There are a number of uses of 430 with the capitalized E. Elohev, it means my God. Elohe means God of, like Yahweh. Elohe Israel means Yahweh, the God of Israel. Eloheka, your God. Eloheinu, our God. Elohehem, or Elohechem, their God. A number of uses depending on the tense and the application, whether it's to a certain people or from a certain people or of a certain people. It is not always a constant. It is not always Elohim. It does not say the heavens and the earth. It says the sky, Hashemayim, and the land, Eretz. Now they have erroneously translated Eretz as the world many, many times. This is an error. Tebel is the world, the global planet. This is the local land, the known land of occupation. And only that, or the ground itself. This is an important verse. This is number 2, Genesis number verse 2 in chapter 1. Waha'aretz hayeta tohu wabohu wakoshek alpnei tahom waruach Elohim merakef alpnei hamayim. That's what the Hebrew sounds like, and it's very important. And the land had become, not Hayah, but Hayeta, past tense. The land wasn't empty and void before. Chaotic, number 8414, Tohu, and empty, number 922, Wabohu, and darkness, 2822, Wakoshek, was upon the face of the deep. Verse 3, and said Elohim, let there be light, which is Or. Let there be is Yehi, and there was light. Now the word light, number 216, can also mean enlightenment, as opposed to the darkness, 2822, which can mean ignorance. They have dual meanings. Verse number 4, and saw Elohim that the light was good, and separated, number 914, Wayabdel Elohim, the light from the darkness, and also separated enlightenment from ignorance. There's a lot of duality in the Hebrew. Verse 5, and called Elohim the light day, yom. Yom itself can mean day, a 24-hour day, a period of time, a reference to a time period back in the days, and it can also mean an age, a long period of time. In the Greek it would be aeon. And the darkness he called night, and the sunset, that is Ereb, which means dusk. That word also is the root for Arab, the dusky people. And the dawn, Boker, were day one. Yom Echad. And said Elohim, let there be a dome. This is Rakia number 7549 in the Hebrew, in the midst of the waters. Well, there were waters above the earth, and there were waters on the earth, and let it separate between waters and waters. This was a physical barrier. And made Elohim, this is verse 7, made Elohim the dome, and separated between the waters that were under the dome and between the waters that were over the dome. And it was so. And Elohim called Elohim the dome sky, hashamayim, not the heaven. That is a church term that was inserted. It never says heaven. It always says hashamayim, the sky. Yahweh is Elohim of the sky. And the sunset and the dawn were a second, number 8145, day, Yom Sheni. And said Elohim, let be gathered, that is one word, number 6960, in the Hebrew, Yikau, the waters beneath the sky to one place, and let appear the dry, and in italics it's land, because the next verse backs that up. And it was so. He moved the ground beneath with massive earth movements. We see that ground rises up and becomes mountains, and then there's a big valley, and that's where the water settles. That was his method of construction. Verse 10, and called Elohim the dry land, 776, Eretz. And the gathering together, one word in Hebrew, that ulamikwe, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, yamim, plural of yam. Yam is a sea, like Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, not the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. And saw Elohim that it was good. Good is number 2896, Tob. And said Elohim, let cause to sprout, one word in Hebrew, Hadesheh, the land, grass, deshe, and herbage, eseb, yielding seed, mazaria zara, and the tree of fruit, making fruit, and here we go, by species, 4, 3, 2, 7, lamino, of the seed of it upon the land. These trees would reproduce their species. This is the first law of the order of life on this planet. By species. Mark that down. That is number 4327. And remember it, because it is the key to the law of the rest of these books. Each species by its species. Specific, exclusionary, no ifs, ands, or buts, no shades of gray, no mixing. This law will be reiterated and expanded upon in the rest of the book. Each species to its species, period. No, not open for discussion. This is Yahweh speaking. verse 12, and brought forth the land grass and herbage of its seed by seed of its species. Repeated the law of species. Trees making fruit of seed of its species. And saw Elohim that it was good. And the sunset, that's the evening, and the dawn were the third day. Now here's a verse that has had some discrepancies due to the mistranslation in the King James perversion and others. Said Elohim, let there be luminaries, not lights, luminaries. 3974. Vayomer Elohim Yehi Meorath, in the dome of the sky, to separate between day and between the night. And let them be for a sign. That is an important word, sign. Number 226, Laothoth, and for appointed times. All right, appointed times are appointed times for feast days. Appointed times for the cycle of life, the monthly appointed time for a woman's menstrual cycle. Okay, these are appointed times. Number 4150, that's one word, Moadim in the Hebrew. And for days, a yom, it can also mean a 24-hour day, sundown to sundown, and years, shanim, plural of shana, number 8141. And let them be for luminaries in the dome of the sky to give light the Ha'ir, yeah. My fingers are a little slow in my old age. It's arthritis. Such is life. To give light upon the land. And it was so. Now here we come into a controversial section because they have added some words in the King James perversion and others, and they have followed suit. Verse 16, made Elohim two great luminaries. The greater luminary to rule by day, that's 4475, to rule, and the lesser, 6996, to rule by night. And then it says the stars, 3556. And it does not say and the stars also, because the word gom, number 1570, is not in that passage. There is no stars also. The moon does not create its own light. It is not a luminary. It is a reflector of the light of the sun. And set them, Elohim, in the dome of the sky to give light upon the land. Because the moon goes dark, but the stars always shine. And to rule by day and by night, and to separate between the light and between the darkness, and saw Elohim that it was good. And the sunset and the dawn were the fourth day. There's your day. Very, very plain. Verse 13, sunset and dawn. Verse 19, sunset and dawn. It's not sunrise to sunrise. It's not a 12-hour day. There's your sunset to the dawn. But they use the sunset to sunset for the 24-hour period. That was the Hebrew way. And said Elohim, this is verse 20, let breed abundantly. One word. Yisharitzu, number 8317 in your Hebrew. In the waters, swarms. Sheretz, number 8318, of creatures, number 5315, nefesh, which means creatures, being, person. It is used metaphorically as soul. Swarms of creatures that live. 2416, Chaya. And birds, that's off, 5775, that fly, number 5774, linked to 5775, Opheth, over the land, upon the face of the dome of the sky. And created, bara, again, Wayibara, actually, and that mean Wayibara, it means and created, Elohim, great sea monsters. Sea monsters is 8557, probably talking about whales, but that was a long time ago, and there have been species that have come and gone. That is 8577. Or 8557, pardon me. One of the two. Let me look that up because I have two different numbers here. And I can check that right here. I don't like error. I may have to go back and retype that. 8577. I'll go to there and I will check that number. There's a lot of numbers in here, and I'm an old man. I do the best I can. And if I have a typo in any of this, you'll have to forgive me. I'm doing the best I can, and I don't see real well as I did when I was younger. And let's see. Doggone it, have I passed that already? I probably have. Eight, five, seven, seven. Yeah, it says whales in your King James, and that's pretty close. Okay, that's not all error in the King James, but there's so much that you have to be very, very careful. Anyway, all living creatures that glide about, the stuff that goes through the water, sharks and all kinds of fish, which brought forth abundantly the waters by their species again. We're back to the species specific. And all birds with wings by their species, again, repeating that rule, and saw Elohim that it was good. And blessed them, Elohim, saying, be fruitful. It's peru, like peretz, the fruit of a tree, or fruitful. And multiply, urebu, which means to be many. And fill, umelu, the waters in the sea, and let the birds multiply upon the land, because they nest upon the land. And that's where they multiply. They had to have a place to rest their little feet. Verse 23, and the sunset and the dawn were the fifth day. And said Elohim, verse 24, let bring forth the land breathing creatures, that's nefesh, to have the breath, having life, 2416, kaya, by their species, beast number 929, behemah, and beast can refer to two-legged beast as well as four-legged, because in the Hebrew, behemah number 929 was a derogatory term used for non-Adamic people. You need to remember that one. And creeping creatures, 7431, waremes, and living things of the land, again, by their species. And it was so. Verse 25. And made Elohim the living creatures of the land, again, by their species, and the beasts, again, by their species, and all the creeping creatures of the red soil, different from Eretz. This is Adama. That means red soil, the physical soil of the land, which was reddish. And from the red soil, Adam was created, and they're going to do that in the next verse. And all the creeping creatures of the red soil, by their species, again, over and over and over, and saw Elohim that it was good. Here we go. Verse 26. Pay attention to this and write this down. And said Elohim, let us make, and in italics I have the race of, because that differentiates, the race of Adam, number 120 with a small a, in our image, number 6754, and our likeness, 1823. So we are an image, the race of Adam is in the image and likeness of Elohim. Now he's not talking about any other race, he's talking about the Adamic race. Those that can blush, check number 119. It will give you the reddish, those who can blush, to show blood in the face. And that translates also, because it's the root for 120 and 121, which is a proper name. We'll get to that in the next chapter. In our image and our likeness, and let them subjugate, number 7287, in other words, have dominion over the fish, 1710, of the sea, and the birds of the sky, and the beasts. We are to have dominion over the beasts, including the two-legged ones, and all the land, and all the creeping things that creep upon the land. Verse 27, and created, again, that word, bara, wayibara, Elohim, the race of Adam, in his singular image, as an image of Elohim, he, singular, created them. Male, 2145. And female, 5437, he created them. Now there were creatures on this planet before us. We are the youngest race on planet Earth. Okay? There were other races that were bipedal. They were here before us. That is where your beast of the field comes from. They pre-existed us, but we were placed here to have dominion over these. The adversary, which had been cast down, had possession of this planet, and he created the ruin that was found here, and he's busy recreating the ruin again right now, destroying everything and perverting Yahweh's creations. That is his nature. So this is the creation of the race of Adam with a small a, number 120. Verse 28, and blessed them Elohim, and said to them Elohim, be fruitful and multiply, fill the land and conquer. 3533 in your Hebrew, and conquer it, subjugate the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and all living creatures that creep upon the land. Verse 29, and said Elohim, behold, I have given to you all herbs, yielding seeds. Seeds. What do seeds produce? If they are not genetically modified, they produce its own species, the law of creation. Yielding seeds that are upon the surface of the land, and all trees that is a fruit tree yielding seed, again, of its own species, to you it shall be for food. And to all living creatures of the land, and to all birds of the sky, and to all creeping things upon the land that are breathing creatures that live. All green herbs for food. And it was so. Verse 31, and saw Elohim all that he had made, and behold, it was a very, number 3966, ma'od, good. And the sunset and the dawn were the sixth day. Over and over and over, he has repeated the law of creation, and his law of existence, and his law of procreation, repeating by its species. You don't hear this in the churches because it is their agenda to promote mixing. You have to understand what has happened to their seminary schools, that they have been infiltrated by the Edomites, as was the priesthood in the time of Yeshua, Messiah. They perverted the teachings in the temple then. They brought in the Babylonian Talmud, which is their law. And they have done the same to the seminary schools of the Judeo-Christian congregations in this nation. And you can see by your King James perverted translation that they have altered the text even from the Hebrew. The Hebrew is pretty much intact except for the damage done by the Masoretic scribes with their false vowel points. They do not speak the same Hebrew over in Israeli today. And the rabbis don't use the same Hebrew that was biblical Hebrew. They have perverted it, as their father, the devil, has perverted all the other creations, which we will see in Genesis, which brought about the flood. And that's going to be an interesting discussion. They have meddled. Well, the time is coming when the meddling is going to end, because Yeshua is imminently returning. The times are showing it. The prophecies are being fulfilled day after day after day. We're having earthquakes and floods and fires and hurricanes and tornadoes and volcanic problems and just everything all at once. And never in history has everything been going on all at once. There have been incidents of volcanic activity that wipe out a city or whatever, in a tsunami or a hurricane, but that not all simultaneously as we have now. And we're seeing things as in the days of Noah with genetic modification and the perversions that are abounding, the sodomy and the transgender bathrooms and all these abominations that the adversary promotes and his children, his physical seed line, promote. We will get into that in chapter 4. But you can see that they are violating the Torah of Yahweh from Genesis chapter 1. Each species after its species. They're breaking the primary law of Yahweh's order of creation and order of life. They hate Yahweh. They hate Yahshua HaMashiach, our kinsman redeemer that redeemed the tribes of Israel, the national redemption, on that stake at Calvary when he was impaled. They've even messed with that, crucified with the crossbar. That was not the method. It was a single pole, and it was called impaled, not crucified. If you look the word up, you will find that to be true. Let's get into chapter 2 of Bereishith. And I'm going to use a lot of Hebrew terms here because I want you to become familiar with the Hebrew because it belongs to us. It is Israel's original language, and we need to take it back and we need to understand it so we are not confused by these mistranslations that are published by companies that are owned by the Jews. They have meddled with the Bible to keep us ignorant. And it says in Scripture, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I'm doing what I can to counter that attack upon us. Chapter 2. So were completed a single word, 36:15, were completed. Vayikulu, the sky and the land, and all their hosts, their multitude, the stars, all of that. And that is number 6635, Sebaam. And Seba, its root, also means armies. And Israel left with all its armies out of Mitzrayim because they marched in military order. They armed themselves for defense. So that 6635 has multiple meanings as well. And completed Elohim on the seventh day. Oh boy. By Yom Hashabiyi, number 7637, the seventh day, the work. Malakethu, number 4399, that he had made. And he desisted, 7673, Wayeshuboth. There's your root for Shabbat. On the seventh day, from all the work which he had made. Verse 3, here is the establishment of the seventh day as the Shabbat day. Not Sabbath, Shabbat. And blessed Elohim the seventh day, and set it apart as holy. Number 6942, set it apart as holy is one word. Vayikadesh. because he, again, desisted from all the work that created Elohim and made. This is the Hebrew word order, if it sounds a little strange and doesn't read like your KJV. Verse 4. This is the account, number 8435, of the sky and the land and their creation in the day, the period of time, not just 24-hour period, in the day, period of time, that made Elohim the land and the sky. And all the plants of the field before it was in the land, and every herb of the field before it grew, pre-creation, because Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain, one word, 4305, upon the land. And there was no Adam, number 120, to work the soil, 127, Adamah. Adam means red, ruddy, complected, white, pink people. And soil is Adamah, the red soil. Had iron content, was red. Verse 6, but a mist, number 108, went up from the ground. In other words, the water was in the soil, became mist, and then fell back down as dew, and watered all the surface of the soil. Verse 7. Here's a big one. And formed 3335 in your Hebrew. Wayitzer. I'll read it in Hebrew. Wayitzer Yahweh Elohim et ha'adam min afar min ha'adama wayapak ba'apev nishmat kayim wayihi ha'adam lenefesh kaya. And formed Yahweh Elohim the Adam, that is ha'adam, with the Hebrew article ha, making it a proper name with a capital A, that is number 121, from the dust, 6083, the afar of the red soil. All the components necessary to make a human body were there. And by his will, he made the Adam, a specific Adam, our forefather, a set-apart Adam, different than all the other pre-existing Adams that were here. The Adamic people were already here, but this was in the Garden of Eden, which is a set-apart place, not accessible from here. Okay? And breathed, oh boy, breathed, wayapach, into his nostrils, the breath. 5397, nishmat, of life, 2416, chayim. And the Adam became a being that lives. Lenefesh chaya, a living being that lives. A being, the being being lenefesh. It also translates as a soul. No one else got this. Yahweh Elohim, the first mention of the word Yahweh in this verse. First time it's used. And Elohim is the title. Yahweh, the divine being, the Most High. With all the other titles, Yahweh is the name. The rest are titles. He breathed the breath of life into this particular Adam. Singled him out. And planted Yahweh Elohim a garden, number 1588. That's gone. In Eden, 5731, but Eden. In the east, 6924, Mechedim, and placed Wayasim, placed there the Adam that he had formed. He was created elsewhere and placed in the place called the Garden of Eden. Verse 9. And made to grow, single word, 6779, Yahweh Elohim, from the soil, all trees, 6086, pleasant, 2530, of appearance, 4758, and good for food, 3978. And the tree of life, 2416, in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The word tree is metaphorically used here. It's figurative of races of people. Okay? There were others there, probably progenitors of the early species. Because we had to learn to interact with others, which the Torah teaches. So keep in mind that trees doesn't necessarily refer to wooden growing things with branches and leaves. They're all symbolic. And a river went forth from Eden to water the garden, and there it parted, 6504, and became four headwaters, 7218. Actually, waters is not included. Four heads, but headwaters is what we would say in English. So I have added the head dash waters in italics. By the way, this text is on Anglo-Saxon Israel under Anderson's Genesis. The rest of the stuff will be computerized later, but I've got this done. So we're starting here anyway. We have to. The name of the first is Pishon, that it surrounds the whole land of Havilah, not Havilah, Havilah, 2341, where there is gold, 2091, Zahab. And the gold of that land is good. There is amber, 916, and stones of onyx, 7718. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It surrounds the whole land of Cush, 3568. And I believe, in verse 13, let me go to the little up button. I have to change chapters here. They have Ethiopia and such for Cush in the KJV, which is completely inaccurate. And they have Ethiopia and wrong, because they're using modern terms, and the land of Cush was not the same land as Ethiopia, and the Cushites were not of the same racial demographics as we have in Ethiopia today. They were not. That soup that's over there. And the name of the third, pardon me, the third river is Kidekel, and it goes to the east of Asher, the land of Asher, number 804. And the fourth river is Paroth. Now that's translated as the Euphrates, but its Hebrew name is Paroth. So they've anglicized and put modern terms in these translations, which renders them inaccurate. No big surprise. And took Yahweh Elohim, the Adam, and here you go, and placed 5117. Okay. He placed him, Wayanakeku, in the Garden of Eden, to work 5, 6, 4, 7. In other words, cultivate, to work it and keep it, 8104, to guard it, to protect it. That's what 8104, Uleshamara, to keep and to guard. And commanded Yahweh Elohim to the Adam, there's your first command, saying, of all the trees of the garden you may eat. Okay, eat has many, many meanings. Not just consume food, means to lay with sexually as well. That is number 398. In your Hebrew. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, what tree has knowledge of good and evil? It's not a physical wooden tree. It's a being. You shall not. Number 3808, you shall not eat from it. In other words, mess with it. Lay with it sexually. Because in the day you eat from it, you shall surely die. 4191/4191. 17. Moth tamuth. Surely die. They use the same word twice as an emphatic. And said Yahweh Elohim, it is not good that the Adam is alone. I will make one who helps. Number 5828. Okay. I will make an Ezer. 5828. Corresponding. 5048 to him. One like him. And formed Yahweh Elohim from the soil all living creatures of the field and all birds of the sky, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And that which called the Adam, every living creature was its name. And called the Adam the names of all the beasts, 929, and birds of the sky, and all living in the fields, but for the Adam was not found, 461 or 4672, Matzah, one who helps, corresponding to him, because they were not his species. Even the two-legged beasts were not his species. He didn't breed with them because of the earlier established species-to-species law. And caused to fall, okay, that's one word, 5307, Wayafel, from the fall to fall. Yahweh Elohim, a trance-like sleep, one word. 8639, Taradima, upon the Adam, and he slept. And he took 3947, Wayakach. One rib of his side, 6763, and closed up 5462, the flesh in its place. And we're going to stop here for today, but I'm going to explain the rib of his side and closed up the flesh. The short rib of the human body is, if you cut it in half, it is the only organ in the body that replaces itself. It's exclusive. Just that. Your liver won't regenerate itself. Your kidneys won't regenerate itself. If you lose an eye, you won't grow a new one. But that short rib, if you have it cut out, it will eventually grow a new one. And most people don't know that. And it is on the side, the rib of his side. That's one word, number 6763. Well, I have about less than 4 minutes left to go in the show for today. And this work is on AngloSaxonIsrael.com. It is free. It was not done to make money. I'm not selling anything. I'm simply teaching. Because I have studied this stuff for a long time and I need to impart this knowledge before I leave this plane of existence. It is very important that my people, the Israelite people, have this knowledge. You will hear on Eurofolk Radio many, many great speakers and many from the past that were accurate then and are accurate today, because the truth never goes out of style. The purpose of this show is to exhort my fellow Israelites to righteousness, to come back to the pure worship of Yahweh, to come out from among them and be ye separate from apostianity, the current Judeo-Christian churches, and to learn to love your brothers and sisters of your race, the race of Adam, and to treat them in the biblically proper way that is taught in the Torah. The Torah is our book. It is not a book of the Jews. The commandments are our commandments. They are not commandments to the Jews. The bloodline of Israel must remain pure, species unto species, as is established in this chapter of the book of Genesis. I will probably have bumper music later on this week. We've got a song. I'm going to use Onward Christian Soldiers as my bumper music, but I'm a fairly ignorant on the computer, and Paul is teaching me a lot, and a lot of people are helping me. We're going to get that downloaded so I can access the file. I have less than a minute, so I want to say Yahweh bless all of my Israelite brothers and sisters, and to you I say Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you, and study to show yourself approved. And they will rebroadcast this, if you didn't get everything down to take notes, at a later time. And I thank you for listening, and please support Eurofolk Radio and the pastors and those that broadcast on here, because they're doing it on their own dime. Yahweh bless, and I will see you at the same time tomorrow. Shalom.